It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And yesterday we started talking about working from home, which is something we've both done since we had kids about a decade ago. It isn't always easy, especially with kids at home.
So true. But working from home can also be very productive, especially if you know the tricks of the trade. One of my best tips is to teach your kids from an early age what they're supposed to do when you're on the phone. You can't just say, "Be quiet, I'm on the phone." You have to give them the look. The one that says, "Do not interrupt me right now unless your hair is on fire." One work from home mom says that she puts on a tiara anytime she is on a business call, and that's her signal to the kids that they should not interrupt her.
I love that. That is so funny. And it's a good excuse to wear a tiara, right?
Yeah, it is.
Another tip is to realize that your work life and your home life will blend a lot of the time. And as much as we'd like to say that you can totally separate one from the other, we just haven't found that to be the case. Focus on work when you need to work, but also make sure there's part of every day when your family knows that you're totally available to them and only them.
Also, learn to appreciate the ebb and flow of working from home. If work is super busy, you'll put in the long hours. When it's not, let yourself go to the pool with the kids. Every work day won't feel perfectly balanced between family and work. But over the long haul, hopefully things will even out. For more tips on working from home, visit our homepage today at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.